colors, but I just find everyone's story really fascinating, how they feel compelled to wake up their fellow man on this issue. And I know, when we were dealing with 9/11, for many of us, the 9/11 being an inside job was so in your face, but there were even people in the vaccine movement that just didn't want to see it. And they thought, and I was criticized for actually bringing the vaccine awareness movement to the 9/11 truth movement. And my whole thing is, if you're awake on anything, whether it's the assassination of John F. Kennedy or, aspartame being a poison, you're going to be more apt to be open to other information, even the vaccine religion. So, we all saw early on, if we can just wake people up to the ingredients and then show them, what it's actually doing in the body, having some reaction that the doctor says is normal is not normal. High-pitched screaming and arching of the back, it's stimulating their immune system. That's normal. No, it's not. It shows that it's actually reaching the brain and causing inflammation, and they feel like their brain's probably on fire. It's just, just shocking, how people have been lulled into sleep on this issue. We do what we can to try to wake people up. People don't like to go against the grain. Thankfully, I've worked this area for a long time, and there's more and more people awake in this area, but there's pockets of the country. It's just a matter of how willing you are to put information out into other people's hands and, increase our numbers. And that's really what it's about. We got to increase our numbers. So,
On that point, Ingrid, I think the last 6 months have been a tremendous gift, because the lowlifes, the psychopaths, they are out in the open now. They've announced their game plan. They've showed their hand to all of us, and more people are saying, "No, heck no, we're not going to do that." And even the pro-vaccine zealots, who have always ridiculed and chastised and said horrible things about vaccine-informed people, even they are saying, "I would not get that vaccine if it came out right now." So there's a powerful, powerful shift going on right now, and I feel like speaking today, after we've heard and witnessed what we've heard from around the world, from we heard from Berlin and London and Ottawa, just great, great speakers talking about this shift and this awakening in consciousness of people saying, "No, we're not going to do that." And you know that the people that sit in that small room who are running this heist have got to be thinking, "Okay, what's our next move? Because this is getting out of hand."
Absolutely, because even they were anticipating a resistance, but not on this level. And there's mass meditations going on around the world. I have a friend that she says 6 o'clock every night on every time zone at 6 p.m. people are meditating and praying for 5 minutes, just focused intention, to awaken everyone on the planet so that we're in unity and we feel strong in that unity of spirit. So that is happening, and I really feel blessed and excited to be alive now, where I didn't feel that way 10 years ago. My husband did, but he was like, the cup is half full and I was the cup is half empty. But I'm realizing I'm feeling much more like that now. I'm seeing, just this level of people saying, yeah, something is really seriously wrong. Something's really messed. And the media is getting just too blatant with their lying about Trump and everything else. All you have to do is go to C-SPAN and see what actually occurred in Congress. you know, or you can look at actually the real executive orders. You can see what actually occurred with the prison reform and all of these good things that Trump has done, why he pulled out of the World Health Organization, why he didn't agree to the Paris Accords, you know, the climate change treaties. And, you know, he said some really a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm just touching, you know, a little bit. But in fact, that was one of the things my friend and I were going to do. We were going to actually make a list of what Trump has done in the last 3 years. And I mean, how anyone can think that Joe Biden has a chance. He's had 47 years to do something, and all he's done is steal money and, you know, show his level of corruption in 47 years. nothing positive. So it's really bizarre, you know, how they can even, and he's not only, you know, corrupt and evil to the core, but he's senile. I mean, they're not even going to have a debate. The whole thing is just so wild. I have a hard time even believing this is going on, you know, because they're doing everything in their, with their last gasp of breath to, you know, put out the fire that Trump has started, you know? I think, in our beings, you know?
I think the whole pandemic can be characterized as absurd. And everything that's going on politically is absurd. We have to just be on the edge of our seats wondering what the next six months are going to be like. Because I'm convinced that they have more tricks to play. They're predicting a second wave, and they're saying it's going to be serious and it's going to be bad. And I've, you know, we all have to wonder, what is that? What are they going to do that's going to drive people into such a desperate state that they would that the majority of the people would vote against Trump at this point? Because it does seem to me, from I'm not really political by nature. I try to stay away from it. But at this point, it does seem to be that the vote this fall is really about a vote for sovereignty, body integrity, the choice of what goes into your body or what doesn't. And there's a lot of other issues at play. But for me, it always comes back to, do I own my body, and do my kids own their bodies, and are they free to choose what they're going to do with their bodies? And if we get to the point where other people say, no, you don't own your body anymore, we're going to put stuff in it as we decide, we're done. The USA is done at that point.
Well, they said early on during the lockdowns that the police, you know, when they were going to preachers in Mississippi and stuff, that they say all your rights have been suspended. And that was horrifying to so many people to hear that in the month of April, that we don't have a constitution and our rights have been suspended. So, you know, all of this has served to waken more and more people up. And one thing that Trump aims to do is restore constitutional law and order, which is why he's, you know, resisted interfering in the states, you know, where there's these Democratic governors and there's all hell is broken loose, you know. It'll be interesting. That's all I can say. But anyway, you know, moving on. The whole COVID. I have a hard time believing you're fired for questioning the COVID narrative. I mean, how did you write a letter to the editor? I mean, were you just talking in the break room, or what did you say, or how did that happen?
Well, the official word is on the letter that they gave me for why I was fired. It was because I had written a blog titled COVID-19 and the COVID-19 PSYOP. And I do blog at runningthecountry.com, where I said, look, I don't really know anything about the virus. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how lethal it is. I don't know if it is. I don't know anything about it. But I do know that there are other things at play here. There is something bigger going on. There are a group of people that are moving us in a direction that they want us to move. And just by going there and saying that, that was what was used to justify firing me. Now I have to pause at that point and say that was the excuse that they used to fire me, but it was only an excuse, and here's the longer story. When we finished our run in 2014, I came back to the same job that I had left. They called me while I was gone, and they said, "Brett, we want you back. Your job is here waiting for you." When I left, that they didn't offer me that when I left. When I left, it was like, "Okay, good luck, because we're not holding your job." But they offered it to me when I was on the run. I came back. I accepted the job to this mandatory flu vaccine, and I wrote a brief letter to HR where I said, "Look, the LDS Church, the Mormon Church that I belong to, comes across very pro-vaccine, and they give lots of money to international vaccination programs and humanitarian efforts that promote vaccines and whatnot." And I said, that notwithstanding, I am opposed to anything that's mandatory. And essentially, my letter said, it's against my religion to do business with criminals. And the pharmaceutical industry is one of the largest collection of criminals in the history of the world. In Mormon speak or LDS speak, that we would refer to such people as Gaddi Anton robbers, which is a reference to something out of the Book of Mormon, where the bad guys are these robbers that get together and they commit heinous acts against the good guys. And these people definitely fit the criteria for being modern-day Gadianton robbers. So that was my position. I said, "I'm not going to take this vaccine. If you're going to fire me, give me some lead time so that I know, because I'm going to have to get another job somewhere else, probably leave the city and go back to Utah and get back to my life there." Well, they granted me the religious exemption. But I continued at that point to learn about vaccines. I later wrote the book Jabbed, and the full title is Jabbed: How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. Well, I was working at a hospital, and so I had just written a book about corruption in the vaccine industry, of which the medical establishment plays a huge role. So naturally, working at a hospital and writing that type of book, I did not endear myself to management or to the medical staff or anyone there. So as time went on, they came out and said, "Well, if you're not going to wear the mask, or if you're not going to get a vaccine, then you're going to have to wear a mask." And of course, now we're seeing all of this played out in 2020 with all of society. And the logic is that if you don't get the vaccine, that means that you are unclean, and you are a vector of disease. That's the justification for it, which of course is absurd, because there's no scientific evidence that shows that putting a mask on a healthy person prevents other people from getting an infection that the healthy person doesn't have. And in fact, there's a lot of evidence that shows when you get the vaccine that you're a multiple higher risk of getting other respiratory illnesses. So if they were going to mask anyone, they would mask the people that got the vaccine. We all know the stories. I got the flu shot, and then I got sick with the flu, and I did that every year until I stopped getting the flu shot, and then I've never had the flu since. So I kind of just laid low for a couple of years, but then I finally came out and said, "Look, I am not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to pretend to wear a mask." I said, "It's ridiculous. There's no evidence to support it." In fact, I sent an entire 53-page judgment from a labor arbitrator in Canada that had ruled over a two-year period that the vaccine or mask policy was unscientific. You couldn't justify it. There was no scientific justification to support it. And so this labor union of nurses that had filed this grievance, the nurses that did not get the vaccine did not have to wear a mask because the science didn't support it. So I sent that to administration and said, "Look, you need to be aware of this. Your policy is scientifically unjustified." I also sent a letter or two to the medical director of the hospital and to my own personal doctors saying, "Look, you should not be administering the flu vaccine at the end of the season because the CDC has admitted that it's worthless. And yet you continue to give a worthless product to patients as they come in the door. And if there's no benefit but known risks, you're violating the Hippocratic Oath. You can't do that." And so later, someone from HR wrote a letter to me and said that I was acting unprofessionally. Finally, they said, Brett, you're going to have to wear the mask. I said, no. And I said, I'm going to file a complaint with the federal government on religious discrimination because I have a religious exemption to this vaccine. And the mask violates my religious sensibilities. And I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. And that kept me employed for, I think it was another year or so, I believe. And then anyway, then COVID happened. I wrote the blog. And that's when someone from the community complained to management saying that I wasn't taking this seriously and that they were afraid that I was going to be spreading COVID when I went to work. And they actually included that in the letter, that a ridiculous letter that, again, totally unscientific, but that's always the case when you're talking about the vaccine industry. And they used that to justify firing me. And the whole process took about 15 minutes. They took me into the basement and said, "You're being fired because you wrote this blog, and that's scaring people in the community. So you're out of here." And that's the longer story. It really wasn't because I wrote the letter. An interesting sidebar, a couple of years earlier, I had had a meeting where it was essentially a disciplinary meeting where they were going to say, Brett, you can't be doing what you're doing at work. You can't talk to people about vaccines. And I said, okay, but can I do what I do online? Can I get on social media and tell the truth about vaccines? And they said, yes, you are free to speak online. You are free to do whatever you do on social media. So I continued to do that as I had been doing. And the latest blog was the blog on the COVID-19 PSYOP. And that's when they went against their previous communication with me, telling me that I was free to do what I do on the internet. And they fired me in spite of that previous communication.
So have you considered, you know, filing a lawsuit against them for discrimination?
I've considered it for all of 30 seconds. I think to do such a thing would take a whole lot of money, which I don't have, take a whole lot of energy, and it would be a negative sort of contentious energy.
Right.
And they have deep pockets. I don't. Of course, there is the principle of the thing. You know, it's people who do bad things. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. But on the other hand, I don't feel called to move in that direction. I don't feel like that was a good use of my time or energy. And I'm not. I don't think it would even come to a positive outcome. It's an at-will corporation. They can fire whoever they want to for whatever reason they want to fire you, and I don't think there's much that can be done about that. I did learn when I threatened to file the religious discrimination complaint, I did actually file that complaint with the federal government, and they came back and said, Brett, the rules of I forget the exact law that protects people this way when there is religious discrimination. If this had been a general hospital, then I would have maybe had grounds to file a religious discrimination complaint. But because this hospital is a native-based hospital, they operate under different rules. And they said, Brett, they don't operate on those rules, and they don't have to follow those rules.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So it's not a public hospital as much. It's more of a private corporation. Yeah.
A native-based organization.
Well, thanks for that clarification. So you're listening to Brett Wilcox on Immunize Wisely.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ahead and open the line to callers. So if you want to call in and you have a question for Brett, I actually don't own his book, and I am planning on looking into getting a case, because there's not that many. There's so many really good books out there that people are writing, but this one has tugged at my heart. And when I heard you, Brett, speaking to a group of school children, that was just amazing. I mean, these were elementary school children, and you were teaching them in their language about vaccines, the truth of it. And it was after school. And, man, that just won my heart. What could I say? And I thought, this guy is amazing. And I bet whatever book he writes is going to have the right psychology, and it's going to be brilliant. So
Thank you so much.
I'm giving you that plug because I'm determined I'm going to get your book. Regardless, because, I mean, you even have a chapter that's called The Vaccine Religion, which is the title to the founder of Vaccination Liberation's last book that I spent so much time on. In fact, I titled it. She was a little nervous about calling it a religion, and I said, hello, Waleed, yep, you call it what it is. That's what it is.
Yes. A lot of people have used that phrase, and of course that's because it's true. That's what it is. I want to go back to that presentation that I gave to those children. That was one of the most powerful experiences I've done in this movement, and had so much meaning to me. I happened to be in Utah for a time, and I happened to get this sense or this inspiration that this would be an amazing project to actually go into a public school with public school kids and teach them the truth about vaccines, when doing so is heresy. You are not allowed to go into a public school system and say anything about vaccines, because you're in the public health sphere, the government sphere, where vaccines are amazing and vaccines are safe and effective and all the propaganda and all of that. So when we put that together, it took some time to actually find a location, but we got a location. And what made it all the more personal and all the more special was that Colton Barrett, who of course is the boy who passed away of suicide after he had been destroyed from the HPV vaccine, his little sister was one of the kids in the audience that night. And so to be up there in front of this group of 15 or 20 kids and to know that this child had experienced that level of devastation and trauma due to the practice of human sacrifice, where her brother was one of those who had been sacrificed on the altar of this religion, and to see the pain and to see what she had experienced, you know, I realized that in the words of a mentor of mine, when I was training to become a licensed professional counselor, he said, "Brett, when you're talking about people's trauma and they're laying out their trauma in front of you," he said, "you're on sacred ground." And I realized that afternoon when I was presenting this information to these kids, that I was on sacred ground, because I was in the presence of extreme trauma and extreme pain. And I'm not going to cry.
No, I mean, I'm finding this really moving, just sharing with you. Because, you know, when I saw that boy and what they had done to him, and well, it was the treatments afterwards. None of this was healthy, so they got more drugs, and then, you know, he had, I mean, everything they did to him led to him suiciding. I mean, there was no, functional medicine or anything, integrative therapies, anything that was going to help detox him and restore his body. It was all just making everything much more worse, always just treating symptoms and exacerbating the problem and making it worse. So, I mean, it was so horrifying seeing this boy who was healthy and young. And then you can only imagine this girl, this was her older brother. I mean, this was her mentor.
Yes. And to be there in that room and then to ask the question, how many of you know someone who has been vaccine injured? And then you see their hands shoot up. And I was pretty terrified when I put this project together and I had written the script for it. I knew what I was going to say. And I invited parents. I told all the parents had received the script. They knew exactly where this was going to go, because I didn't want anyone to be blindsided with where this was going to go. So they came knowing full well what was going to be discussed, and those kids would be there and hearing these things, and it would be very difficult. But I didn't know their stories. And when I saw them filing into the room, babies were walking into the room. Some of these kids were 7 or 8 years old. And I thought, oh my goodness, they are too young to do this. They are too young to be faced with this kind of a conversation. And yet I was blown away at the level of knowledge that they had. Their parents had prepared them. They knew that vaccines were poison, and they knew the stories of vaccine harm. And what I experienced was...
Right. Okay, amazing. Well, we're coming up on a commercial, and we do have a caller, but I want you to continue, because the younger children, yes, let's go on with this after the break. The younger children really know a lot.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443. at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Quite the clinching thing, you know. Our children, these young children, are so acutely aware, more aware than we, you know, think at this, you know, when they're, I mean, my gosh, they're, we think when we're like 6 or 7, you know, we weren't maybe as aware as the 6 and 7 and 8 year olds are now, and they grow up so fast. So it's pretty incredible. But the number to call in if you want to call in is 800-313-9443. And we have Tom in Utah on the line. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Ingrid, and hi, Bram. I don't know if you remember my name, Brant. Chris, what's your last name again?
Chris, my wife?
Christina Chevrolet. Oh, she's one of Kristen. My first influencees.
Yes, Kristen Chevrolet.
Anyway, and all the ladies of the Eagle Forum, of course you know them, Gail Rizika and all that Kristen was associated with.
Yes.
But and I don't want to take any too much time. I just wanted to see if I could convince you to give me a call, because I know a lot more things about the vaccine industry, since I worked in that industry, than most people want to know. In fact, Barbara Lowe Fisher had me come.
I would love to give you. Go ahead. I would love to give you a call, though. That sounds great.
Yeah, I have paid the price. When I testified in D.C., they didn't appreciate me, so I am now blind and broke and homeless, effectively. So I understand when you turn against your profession, they do not love you anymore. And I did that in 91, and from that time forward, I had to kind of distance myself from my own science. But at this point, we have to bring the truth back. When you get a moment, go to poisoningthepoor.com. Poisoningthepoor.com. My phone number is at the bottom. You can also see that same thing. It's unrelated, but it'll get you my contact information. But I worked a lot in the vaccine industry back in the 60s and 70s. And when I began to realize what it was all about, I had to turn tail and run.
Tom, would you mind giving your last name on the air?
Yeah, it's Tom Rogers. It's all there. It's all there on the web. Rogers has a D in it, but if you just put in tomrogers.org, it'll take you to a humble website that I wrote after I survived cancer. And the reason I survived cancer is I had to go back to my own pathology experience and begin to respect what I knew in the hardcore, actual, factual science. By the way, now I understand. Just a little side note. Tom Monson got 20 more years of life after he sat down with me. You know who Tom Monson was?
Yes, yes.
He came to me when they were about to amputate his toes, and I told him he could just stay on the path and die by 1998, or if he changed his habits, he would get another extension of life, and he got 20 additional years. So I find out now that somebody in that room with you, or in the air with you, is related to the Monsons. We got to talk. But Eustace Mullins was my first good friend in this vaccine battle.
Say that again.
He wrote
please.
The book Eustace Mullins. He wrote the book Murder by Injection.
I'm taking notes here.
Yeah, Murder by Injection, Eustace Mullins. Of course, they did him in as well.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, he's old time. You know, he was into exposing the agenda way, way back in the day and had a mentor. But anyway, I got all those books. I have all the books probably ever written way back from the late 1800s forward. I just don't have all the newer books.
Tom, I am
Clint,
so
Clint
honored.
Richardson is in the, doing the one vaxxed.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Is it Clint Richardson that did the production vaxxed?
That vaxxed was Andy Wakefield.
Okay, Andrew Wakefield?
Yes, Andy and Del Bigfield.
Okay. Anyway, just one thing that nobody ever touches. Once you've been vaccinated and your liver is the cleanup organ of your bloodstream, there's damage done to your liver. And from that point on, that chemical pathway is ineffective. And so you actually perpetuate the damage if you continue to bring in the same materials that are the base material of the vaccine. I'll explain that when you get the chance to talk with me, but vaccines create damage to the liver. That damage perpetuates that same problem, that same injury. Okay. There is one child that is written about in the end of a book that another lady wrote with my help, where the child, when she had been taken deeply into autism by changing her whole life habits and the family habits, we got that child turned around. Same thing with Jenny McCarthy. I did a lecture with Jenny McCarthy out at UCLA. Let me tell you, the medical staff at UCLA were not happy with us. Mm-hmm. Because we were exposing the religion of vaccine. Vaccine. That's a giveaway. Vakasin, yes. The blood of Tau.
Yes, yes.
Why is it that medicine speaks Latin, a dead language, so you won't know what they're saying?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Just like virus, the word is poison.
Is it?
That's why, you know, they can't get virus to follow Koch's postulates whatsoever. Well, they never really got anything to follow Koch's postulates. But, you know, Koch's postulates should be the gold standard for proving that any of these microbes or a virus is a causal agent, and yet they're not able to, which is why we're always questioning, is it really a virus that they're claiming is causing it, or is it some kind of engineered poison? So it's all pretty interesting, and we have a pretty poisoned population, and notice that the only people that are sick from this stuff are all the people that are already immunocompromised, and
they're
most of them have gotten a flu shot.
Yeah.
Huh?
The people that are dying are the ones circling the drain already. This is just
right,
like
but they noticed that most of them had gotten a flu shot too, and that's as I, you know, they're required to have flu shots in all the nursing homes, and in China, they made flu shots mandatory across the board. No one could escape. Of course, there's not a religious exemption or anything like that in China. And of course, they want to do away with that here. So, but anyhow,
well,
thank you, Tom. I went ahead and put in the Skype chat room. In fact, both Ken and I were in a race to, you know, post your information. So your phone number is written a couple of times, as well as gassingamerica.com or .us.
Okay.
So that also has all your information and your own wealth of information, Tom. So thank you, and hopefully you'll be able to meet in person when he gets down to Utah.
He can see me. I won't see him. I'll just have to feel his face. By the way, Ingrid, you need to call me. We need to talk about the monsoons.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll call you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the monsoons. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
I won't tell Anne you talked to me.
Okay. Yep.
Anyway, Brent,
still got Monson cousins down there.
Well, anyway, I don't want to take any more time from your other callers. Brent, please give me a call.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, so Brent, we actually... not sure if we actually have callers. It's 1-800-313-9443. To here it was a beautiful day. So, but on the East Coast, people are inside and either listening or not. But it's, you know, it's still the end of summer. People want to be able to get out if they can.
Yes, they can.
I know New York, people are just... and well, even here, you know, we have a mask mandate and we're just ignoring it. They passed an ordinance in our city and in the county, and, you know, believe me, everyone was opposed. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter the science. It's part of an agenda. And believe me, it's not being enforced. Nobody really cares. There's huge protests about the whole thing at Walmart. People still go into Costco without masks. You know, it's all been challenged, and so we just kind of ignore it. But just so you know, we do have bumper stickers, great bumper stickers. And I'd like to encourage you to look at them on our website. If you go to vaclib.org, under miscellaneous, you'll see books and tapes, and you can click on bumper stickers. And the new ones I have are End the Masquerade, and it's Masquerade, M-A-S-K, arrayed. So it's, you know, purposely spelled wrong, and in the background is a blue medical mask. They look great, so you can sport around End the Masquerade, and then the other one is I Do Not Consent, just bold black letters on a white background. And the other one, it's very popular, is in, you know, stylized lettering, red, white, and blue. Think while it's still legal.
That's great.
Yeah, that's probably one of the more popular ones. Think while it's still legal, because they certainly seem to be making a lot of things kind of lock, you know, 6 feet apart. You know, it's like one thing after another. You know, they don't want us to talk, so, you know, you wear a mask to shut you up, and so you can't. It's all occultic, very occultic.
Indeed.
As you know, so. Anyway, so what would you like people to do at this point? I mean, you know, people that know. I mean, obviously, our listeners are awake. You're working on waking up other people. A lot of people are still, like, you know, just grasping, you know, the fairy tale that they've been living, and now they realize we could be in a communist country overnight, and there's not very much between that reality and pure freedom, you know, that we're, you know, we're literally like on the edge of a cliff here.
Right.
And so what would you suggest that people do?
I would suggest that people find themselves spiritually, do what they need to do to be connected to God or to nature or however, whatever resonates as truth for them, and find their calling, find their mission, find their voice. Whatever that might be, you know, very few of us are going to be Andy Wakefield or Del Bigtree. And we're not expected to be. They have found their mission and their voice in the way that they have found it. But we all need to find our voice according to our skills and our own gifts. For some people, that might simply be having a supportive conversation with someone who has experienced the devastation of vaccine injury and introducing the subject. For other people, it might be poetry, it might be music, it might be blogging, it might be having conversations at work or at the golf course or wherever. There are so many different things and so many different ways that there is no one thing that we should be doing, but there are many, many organizations out there, many have popped up in just this last 6 months. People are coming aboard and saying, join this, join that. And all of these things are helping to get the word out there, to help awaken people. Because in the end, it's not going to be the government that's going to save us. It's going to be the people who, enough people are going to say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to submit to the tyranny. And this is what you are going to do, speaking to the government. This is what those in charge are going to do, because really we need to be the ones in charge or we're in trouble.
Yeah, we need to be the change that we want to be, and I mean, we want to see, and we need to actually, you know, do not consent. You know, just wake up, do not consent.
Yes.
So we do have a caller, Mike in Kentucky.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, Mike. Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, I heard that burst of sound a while ago, and sometimes you hear it and you don't know whether you're on or not. But anyway, heard Tom Rogers there. He followed my call earlier today. Me and him must be taking a Saturday and listening to RBN. But, boy, it is kind of a, you know, there's a lot of kind of spiritual or religious situations that happen. If you try to go vegan, you do meet with quite a bit of resistance from family and society, and it's not easy, you know. But I had called earlier about trying to make sure you have enough zinc in your diet, and even if you are vegetarian, there's a lot of foods you can look up. I think Live Strong and other web pages have a whole list of them due to phytates and things like that. And apparently some of your lysosomes, which help to slice up invading viruses, if you don't have enough zinc, they don't work right. Some of your white blood cells don't work right. And so if you're not or haven't been vegan or whatever, like Tom Rogers says, you know, to go to the garden, then you got to figure out a way to get your zinc levels up fairly quick. And things like quercetin and hydroxychloroquinone or tonic water will do that. If you get exposed in the next couple of weeks to this COVID from some family member, whoever, or any other number of things. I've heard some of these health gurus that talk about how they haven't been sick in 13 years because they are taking iodine and the zinc and things like that. And they don't need vaccines. That's the other thing, though. It's almost to me like that they're doing everything they can to prevent herd immunity among healthy people with this COVID-19. If it's not a complete scam, I've got friends and people that's had coworkers and family members that's got this and been in the hospital for several days. So I think it's real. But you have to wonder, why is somebody at risk that's supposedly healthy? Now, why do they go
okay,
bad?
Okay, hold on, Mike. Believe me, it's not like there's not something going on. But it's certainly not what they're saying it is. We haven't been able to identify what this particular poison is that is affecting people and with the weak immune systems. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely.
In times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're near the end of the show. Mike, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're finishing up your thoughts on, you know, just how difficult it is to make changes spiritually and otherwise and then deal with the same people around you. That seems to be an issue,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes you just have to, sometimes people have to, especially like if they're dealing with trying to get away from an addiction like whatever the opioids, they just have to completely leave the crowd that they're around. But what I wanted to mention was last year in Kentucky, they tried to push through legislation. I think there's two states, maybe Ohio and Kentucky, maybe one other one. They're trying to incentivize the drug companies putting cures on the market to try to reduce the cost that the states are having to shell out for Medicare and Medicaid and all these, you know, kind of burdens on society or whatever. And that seems to be what this COVID mostly is targeting, is those that are high-risk burdens on society, you know, from be it northern Italy or whatever. And it looks like the profile for a lot of these health maladies that seem to do the worst on it have certain medications that they're on, like ACE inhibitors, angio retention blockers, and certain statin drugs. They're consuming high amounts of fructose, not just high fructose corn syrup, but a lot of the, quote, all natural and healthy choices that people make, like hummus, beans, legumes, peanut butter. They all harm your immune system by depleting zinc. I mean, you can be a vegetarian if you're not eating right. Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting at. I think have you all looked at that? Because that seems to be. There's healthy people that are going down hard. I didn't realize there's ACE receptors in our bloodstream. And I listened to a guy out of Texas named Dr. Becker, who's an osteopath, who points out to several studies that have been set up to fail, not just, well, he doesn't mention hydroxychloroquinone, but milk thistle. I think that's a smoking gun. When you find studies that are set up to fail because it will help cleanse your liver and maybe reduce your blood pressure and your triglycerides and things like that, all you have to do is go to a vegetarian diet, take the fructose out of your diet, and health problems start getting better. I don't know. Have you guys looked at that?
I think we listen to a lot of the same people, and I'm not as well versed as you, but I would say that the world has largely woken up to the fact that through the hydroxychloroquine corruption, the way they've framed these studies to fail and to actually injure and kill people in the studies, people are saying, wow, this is nuts, this is crazy, this is corrupt. And when you see that is the business model, it's easy to go from that and say, yeah, that's probably fairly typical.
Well, methinks they doth protest too much. That's what I see. But, yeah, there's a Dr. Campbell out of England that's finally had to point to a Belgian study, 30% reduction in death for the high-risk category of people that go on a low dose, early hydroxychloroquine. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. There's so much more here. And I was... I actually want to share in the chat, there's a really interesting interview with David Icke and Dr. Andrew Kaufman about that these tests are actually about testing for our genetics. It has nothing to do with the virus, that they're actually trying to grab samples of our genetic code. It's pretty interesting. So anyhow, we're coming at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Brett. I really appreciate you coming on. I didn't realize the time ran out so fast. It sure slipped by, and we'll be in touch because we have a lot to share.
Thank you, Ingrid.
So, thank you so much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com. where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.